This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:38 and it's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. We need interns. We would love to have a couple more interns coming up for the spring semester. We have a couple. You guys have hired two people, right?
Yeah, so far, yes. Ryan Sebastian.
Ryan Sebastian should be coming.
Great boys.
Loved Ryan. Seemed very enthusiastic.
He goes, "My mom turned me on to you guys when I was a kid."
Oh,
he's still a kid, but
yeah, no, he doesn't think so though. Years. When you're 20, you think you're not a kid anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, that is really. He seemed great. So but we could use a couple more people. It's really fun. Radio is amazing. I mean, I remember being an intern myself back in the day and just went, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. God dang.
Disease, Vinny, yep. Right?
Corey just turned around. Corey likes it. Yeah.
Well, Corey's amazing.
Is Corey staying for a little while? Or is
I've transitioned him to being a board operator.
All right.
So
look,
he's running
he got
shows.
A gig.
Yes.
He got a gig here, guys. Perfect. And, you know, this can, for a lot of our past interns, it's translated into a gig. So send an email to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. That's Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Resume, cover letter. Let's get you on the books here.
On the books is right.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Organic Coup wants to thank the 49er faithful for making the Coup Crispy Chicken Sandwich the number one sando at Levi's Stadium. Miami, here we come. That's right.
When is that? This weekend? Next weekend?
Not this weekend.
Next weekend. Okay. I got to get to 2nd. A Niner store and gear up.
Why? Yeah. You have all the
he needs,
stuff.
He likes to buy new stuff.
You got
to
have some new stuff.
He wants a Jimmy G jersey.
I don't want the jersey.
Oh.
I actually.
You have a Garoppolo one already.
Oh, do you?
No, I have a Garoppolo t-shirt.
Oh.
My jersey, the only jersey I have is a Frank Gore jersey.
Oh.
Which I loved him, and he's highly underrated. But our teams weren't as good back in his day.
Mm.
So while he's, I think, the number 3 running back in the all-time NFL, he's now in Buffalo.
Mm.
Like, he's not even with us anymore.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh,
anyway.
Man.
Sorry, Gore.
Get out of here!
The Raiders have officially dropped Oakland for good. They are now known as the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's it.
A press conference yesterday and made it official. The name has changed. They did this at the unfinished Allegiant Field in Las Vegas.
What's
the
it gonna
club
be done?
Will soon sell licensed gear with Las Vegas on it and will be identified as the Las Vegas Raiders in all events going forward from here.
Are they playing there this year? Or?
I believe they are.
Okay, so that's that. We saw our last game here.
They're definitely not playing here. So okay. The stadium's not ready, I would bet they're going to go to some college.
LVU or
near, yeah, nearby and play there. I don't know. That's not my problem. That's Mark Davis's problem. I feel so bad for Raiders fans, but they don't seem to. Some care, but will still stay Raiders fans. Others don't even seem to care. I don't get it.
A lot of Raiders fans that I know, family members, have turned to 49er fans.
Good. Yeah. It makes more sense.
Turns out that's your team.
Okay. I have a game for you.
Oh, my God. I love games. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's time to play a game.
Money involved. Get all money right. off of him. He has money right there.
Yeah. All right.
How much?
$10. $10 on the table.
Okay.
$10 is on the table, but that means you get no hints.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that's not fair.
Let's hear the game.
Okay.
How many do I have to get right?
You have to get all three of these right.
I never make you get all three right.
We just listen to the question.
Okay. God, Vinny, you never play on an even field.
He likes to win.
Only three people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million as part of a group. Three people.
Okay.
Who are they?
Well, my first thought is Michael Jackson.
Ding, ding. Okay. That's one.
How about Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Ding,
that was
ding.
Mine. That
That's
was mine.
Two.
But who's the third?
The third. Now I'll
is
read
it
the question.
A man or woman?
Hold on. No hints.
All right.
Only three people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million as part of a group. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and the third is?
It's going to be something like I'm thinking like someone like Pavarotti,
rock?
Right? As part of the
no.
three.
Okay,
three.
Nothing...
There's a hint. No, it's not Pavarotti.
Okay. Rock, can we get the genre?
It's popular music.
Oh, sugar. Is it something like current or no? Like
absolutely in our lifetime, if that's good enough.
Okay.
How about this? Beyonce.
No.
Oh, damn
oh
it.
That
damn
was
it,
a good Bond. One though. That was a good Bond says
you can keep
Beyonce.
Going.
Oh,
keep
God.
Going.
Okay,
I'll
okay.
give it to you.
That's Vaughn's vote. I'm trying to think of like super groups.
Okay, I'll give you a hint this
okay.
way.
Okay.
I'll read the question again. Only three people have sold 100 million albums world.
Nah.
All right. Oh, can I give someone texted in Justin Timberlake?
No.
Oh, excellent guess.
Only three people have sold
I
one.
Maybe Clapton or something. Like,
no.
But yeah, just not enough.
So in our lifetime.
Only three people have sold 100.
How about Robert Plant?
No.
Oh.
Only three people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million as part of a group. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and I'll tell you that...
Lionel Richie.
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
Smokey Robinson.
No. The band...
Okay.
Oh.
...of this artist starts...
Tom Petty?
The band of this artist starts with a G.
Oh, Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins.
Oh. Yeah. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
That's a great question. Holy cow.
Hold on.
100 million
that?
Inside and outside.
That's good.
That's amazing.
Those are artists that in any conversation would get to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
100 million.
Like Phil Collins.
200
I mean,
million records total.
There's a dude who decided to come back and said, my son's going to be the drummer. And you know what I mean? Like, and everyone went, okay, whatever you want, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying Sting. That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah.
Although I would say that.
Oh,
well,
people did guess Phil Collins.
Oh, good job. You guys are smart. Good on you. Yeah. I think that Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson were... pretty obvious. That is way less obvious.
Oh, someone said Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
that's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
You think
Diana
she
Ross.
As a solo artist, though, would have sold that?
She had a lot of hits. I don't. I didn't even think Beyonce, but I figured that was a solid
relevant
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Here's a fast fact that I need to look this up.
Whoa, we need to look
goodness.
Up most of the
so
fast
So she
facts.
Didn't get the $10?
No.
No.
Oh.
Two out of three, though.
In the 80s, rushing.
$7? Give her $7.
Give her $7.
$7. I need $7.
Do you want me to cut that up?
Yeah, in thirds.
I don't understand how that. She gets a consolation prize for that. For not winning.
I always make him get two out of three.
Yeah.
I've never said you have to get three.
Well, that was a unique question. It was like.
Was it?
It's true. I did miss the hardest one. Never mind. I actually wouldn't take it just on out of honor.
In the 80s.
All right.
Russia gave Pepsi submarines and other naval ships to cover the cost of stocking the country with soda. They gave Pepsi such a big fleet that briefly Pepsi controlled the sixth most powerful military in the world.
And
is
then
that...
so what? They sold it to other governments to get the money that they would have...
I don't know.
Because they were like, what do we want with a bunch of submarines? That is bizarre. Yeah.
But it's entry into a new market that they didn't otherwise have, right?
Russia's so like, the only currency we have is military. Here, we give you these.
Is that true?
That is...
The 80s were a weird time, no doubt.
Well, we'd like to come into the Russian market. Submarines is all we have. Is that good?
What do we call that? The arms race?
Yeah.
That's when Reagan and...
We have so many, we give you 100 submarines.
We Who have was no it? Money. Gorbachev?
We have no money left.
Was it Gorbachev? That it was the arms race. They were like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we sort of won that by military spending them, outspending them into poverty.
Yay, us.
We broke their country.
Yeah, they couldn't even afford a Pepsi. They had to pay a submarine for a Pepsi.
Trippy.
We'll give you sheep for underwater. You want that.
Natasha, tell me more.
Boris, I have many things to tell you. I don't really have a Russian accent. That's as close as it gets.
Nothing surprises me when it comes to teen boys and what they're up to. Things are out of control. They're out of control. There's no question that you are
at the mercy of your hormones.
Yes, you're experiencing.
You're kind of a slave to it.
Mm.
So that
you think with your little head.
Yes.
Right.
Apparently, there are guys out there using banana peels when they are with themselves.
Oh, is that good? Have you tried that?
I haven't.
I can't believe you never tried
that. Sounds
nutritious.
Like a great idea.
I never thought of it.
It's very good for it.
Sure, it's great for your skin.
I never thought of it.
Mm. But now that you have, next time you eat a banana.
But as a young man, I've told you many times over the years, there's a point when you first figure out what else this thing can do that you are
besides
like
pee.
Right, trying to check in shampoo bottles, anything that, and there you are,
guys,
not
do
able.
Do wind up in emergency rooms a lot.
Trying to just
fruit. It's good.
Well, and then
it's good for you, vitamins.
Yeah. The movie comes out. What is that?
American Pie.
American Pie, where you're like,
Brit, you know.
There it is. There's teen boys.
This looks sexy. It's a pie.
An apple pie.
Hot.
Might mimic the feel of the real thing, so it's worth a shot. Sure, I ruined dessert, but
apple pie wouldn't have that kung fu grip we're looking for.
I imagine it doesn't, but once again,
gotta give it a shot.
There you are in your early teens going,
well, it's warm.
It's worth a try. Anyway, doctors have now said, please don't do that. This can cause rashes and sores. And maybe even an infection down there. And I can tell the young men of the whoever's within the sound of this radio station. I guess radio.com means you can
be
hearing this in China.
Sure, you could be anywhere. Probably censored in China.
Get some lube.
Yeah.
Just get yourself some lube. It's made for that purpose. It works great. It's easy to clean up. It's just stop with the banana peels and any other item you're using. Mm-hmm. These makeshift, just get some lube.
Yeah. Ask your mom.
Get it at
the
Walgreens.
Your mom will get it for you. No problem.
No. What?
What?
Did you do that for your boys?
No.
What? I
didn't. You didn't buy them
lube?
But
if they had asked me, I 100% would have bought them. I would have gotten them whatever they needed. Well, I think it's a normal, healthy part of being a human being. It's an outlet and it's not something to be ashamed of. But please, just do it in your room.
So I would have been 10.
Don't show everyone.
When my
not in the that's on not the sofa.
Right, that's not for public consumption. You're not free to do that wherever you'd like to, but don't feel ashamed of it. Mm. That's normal.
I would have been 10 when my youngest brother was born, and I would have been 12 or something when,
he came to.
I started to figure out what this thing does.
Right.
And my mom, I kept stealing the pink baby lotion that she had for my little brother, and she kept stealing it back out of my room, and we were just the warring lotion. Like,
weird. Why didn't she just get you a big,
because it was
man-sized bottle of lotion.
It was only in these moments of
she didn't know
desperation,
extreme desperation.
Your mom had her eyes closed to a lot of things.
She sure did.
Yeah,
you bet.
That's the way she liked it.
But she didn't grow up around that. She didn't.
But
know.
She had brothers.
She had a very little brother.
And brothers. She left the house.
She left at 18.
Yeah. Well, also, we were a lot more repressed as
a
society.
It's a different time.
It wasn't talked about.
Right.
Like, no one ever talked to me about female masturbation. I certainly didn't know how to do that. I was doing it without even knowing I was doing it. And
you did?
Yeah. I had no idea what the spigot trick was. I was like, whoa, this is, I thought it was where I peed from. I didn't know what was going on. But listen, I think it's a mistake. I think that a lot of...
What a
sexual repression comes from, you know, feeling ashamed about our bodies and feeling ashamed that we get pleasure from them. Like, that's, I, those are normal, you know, if you believe in God, God would have made your arm shorter if he didn't want you to do that. Like, you're made, you're exactly made to do that. That's,
really?
That's
you brought God into it.
Well, I'm, you know, if you believe in God, then, you know, this is an argument for, because it's a sin in the Catholic Church. I had to admit that I did stuff.
Yeah. On confession.
In
yeah.
confession.
The yeah. point is, it is they, those are difficult, lonely days when you are, you feel like you're the only one.
Right. Did I just discover, like, the secret of the world? I think it's healthier if you know that that's happening. Oh.
Whoa.
When did you tape me? That's just awful.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive, all right?
All right.
408 says, Sarah keeps talking about sheds. She's going to get Vin all excited.
Yeah, that's true. Man. We don't have one with a ping pong table in it, though. Isn't that where you did shed?
I did. I actually had more than one partner in the shed. Just the one partner that I didn't remember. I can't remember her name is known as Shed because that's where that went down. But the shed was a place, a legitimate place to go and connect.
Sure. Well, right. I mean, there you were in a shed away from the house.
But it had carpet.
Sure.
And a ping pong table.
Sounds like a
luxe shed.
It was.
Yeah.
It was legit. Mm. It had a door and walls and a roof.
Mm. Sounds cozy.
Yeah, it was fine. It worked.
So gross.
It's not gross.
You and all your roommates out in the shed.
I can't get any girls. You guys still want to go out there?
You guys sound rich. I was out in the bushes.
Yeah.
Bushes? You did in the bushes?
Yeah, in the fields.
People
yeah.
pee
yeah,
in bushes.
On a hill
Golden
and
Gate
grass.
Golden Gate Park, baby.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You did it in Golden Gate Park before?
I mean, you're young. Where else are you going to go? There's
well,
a car?
No, but I'm being serious. Yeah. You did it in Golden Gate Park?
Yeah.
Oh,
many
I've
times?
Never done that.
Many times? Just once?
No, that was just once.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
you done it
once.
In Golden Gate Park?
No, but there was a place I used to go above from my house, and everyone would know this. I think there's a swing there now, but it was 30th, Noe Valley, 30th up Day Street. And yeah, we would just go up, and there was rocks and grass, and you just did it.
Hmm. Rocks and grass. Sounds great.
Yeah. It was great.
Shed sounding better and better
minutes.
All the time, Vinny.
See? Walls, a door, a
carpeting.
Roof,
yeah.
Carpeting.
No dirt and bushes and rocks.
Place to put your beer down?
Sure. You had to have that with you.
Well, der.
You were Vinny the whole time.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll start with the Billboard Hot 100, and we're going to get into Jessica Simpson's new memoir, Open Book.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.